Chapter 1 Eloise had written 3 Christmas cards before she realised her mistake, but old habits die hard. Love from Eloise, Harvey and the twins. But Harvey wasn't here, and would not be coming back. She tore up the cards and threw them into the bin and then gave up on the whole idea. She would not be sending cards this year. She sat at her desk in the still unfamiliar room of her new home in Wimbledon, struggling to repress the ache in her heart. Through the window, she saw the driver of the supermarket delivery van wheeling cases of wine and boxes of goodies to number 27, ready for the Christmas celebrations. She better go and buy her turkey breast, pudding for one, and wine and chocolate to eat while she immersed herself in box sets, she thought wryly. This year she'd be home alone for Christmas, for the first time in her 43 years. The telephone rang, cutting through her thoughts. It could be the twins calling from Tibet. She answered it, full of hope. Her spirits fell a little when she realised it was not them, but Desmond Maynard, her godfather, calling from his sunny home in Antigua.
"What are you doing for Christmas, my dear?"
His voice boomed from across the world. She'd told him all about her divorce. Perhaps he was going to ask her to stay with him for Christmas. Her heart rose as she pictured warm beaches and soft seas. She hadn't seen Desmond, her father's best friend, for a couple of years. He was good company, and she'd always been fond of him. Knowing him, he'd even offer to pay for her ticket, which he could well afford, so she wouldn't feel bad about accepting. Now he was alone without Maddie, his beloved partner. He probably yearned for company at this emotional time of the year. She'd be happy to read to him, go on walks in the lush countryside and swim in the sea with him. So maybe her Christmas wouldn't be so bad this year after all. "I haven't decided yet, Desmond. The twins are in Tibet. I'm going to catch up with them in the summer when I visit my parents in New Zealand, and..." She was about to accept the invitation he had not yet given when he interrupted.
"Good. There's trouble at the chalet. Lawrence is tearing his hair out."